And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. Welcome to the program Keys to the Kingdom, brought to you by St. Peter's Anglican Church, Winchester. Here is your key for today.
How would you differentiate a fool from a wise person? Proverbs chapter 15, reading from verse 30 to verse 33. Proverbs chapter 15, reading from verse 30 to verse 33. And says, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes the good health. If you listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. If you reject discipline, you only harm yourself. But if you listen to correction, you grow in understanding. Fear of the Lord teaches wisdom. Humility precedes honor. The word of the Lord. These words come from a wise man, Solomon. And he helps us to understand the difference between a wise person and a fool. Certainly, whenever we use the word a fool, many of us run to a conclusion that probably it is abusive. But it is calling us to attention regarding the way we deal with our lives in the day-to-day life. He says in verse 31, if you listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. Simply, a wise person will always listen. Listening brings wisdom to us. Whenever we listen to constructive criticism, we become wise. There are people in life you will try to help see another angle of things, and they are not ready to take it in. They are stuck with this one thing that they believe is correct. You'll find them arguing and even fighting because they are stuck on this one thing. Such a person will, in a way, be looked at as a fool. You need to be learning from others. You need to listen to them. And as you listen, you become wise. Many people ask us, how can we be wise? How can we become wise people? Through listening. And listening toward constructive criticism. None of us loves to be criticized. Whenever somebody raises an issue with you, you're quick to defend yourself. You're quick to tell them, I know what I am doing. I know whatever I'm doing is the right thing. We sometimes even judge those who are criticizing us. Do they think they know more? Do they think they are the wise among us? We are not ready to sit and sieve through what they are saying. He says, when you sit and sieve through this constructive criticism, you'll be at home with the wise. In other words, you will even set the right company around you. Often if you're not willing to learn from others, often if you're not ready to listen to criticisms, you'll find yourself in an isolated island. You will be alone. You will not want to learn from others. And you end up even making mistakes. So he says, if you listen to constructive criticism, you will even set the right company around you, the right people who are going to guide you in this earthly life. Do you want to be wise? Learn to listen, and listening to constructive criticism, because it's going to make you even better in life. He goes on to say that in order for us to identify a wise person and a fool, in verse 32, we will realize that A fool hates discipline. A fool will not stand being disciplined. Now, disciplining in this particular sense is not necessarily punishing, but it is helping you to understand that you have made a mistake right here. You need to help. So whenever you reject discipline, you become a fool. And not only that, you harm yourself. Can you imagine? You harm yourself because you are refusing something that is going to give you life. And we have seen it with the young people. Whenever a child decides to misbehave and not listen to the parents, they will end up in a wrong place. They will blow away their lives. Some of them have ended up even dying at a young age because they don't want discipline. Some of them have dropped out of school. Some of them have lost jobs. Can you imagine losing a job because you hate discipline? They tell you, you need to keep time. You need to be at work in time. And for you, you decide to come late. You say, as long as I do my work, it doesn't matter. You know, you're hating discipline. And before you know it, you are thrown out of your office because you don't want to take in whatever others are telling you. He says, you harm yourself. So whenever you reject discipline, don't think you are becoming big. You are getting great. Oh, you know, I have proved to my parents that I am a big person. I have proved to my parents that they are nothing. You are harming yourself. No wonder the commandment tells us that if you want to live longer, you need to honor your parents. Think about that. Whenever we reject discipline, we are not harming those who are instructing us, probably those who are in authority. We are harming ourselves. And in so doing, we are being fools because we are putting our lives at a loss and we are going to be destroyed. It says, but if you listen to correction, you will grow in understanding. There is value addition in listening to correction. There is value addition in paying attention to what others are saying to you. He says you will gain, you will grow in understanding. You will learn a lot. Often when I go out and I meet new people or I find people doing something that I don't know, I want to sit back and learn from them. Do you know the reason? Because I will be adding value to my life. I'll not be harming my life. Every time I get to think that I know it all, I'm actually putting myself at a lane where I'm going to be destroyed. So do you want to be wise? Learn to receive discipline. Learn to take in what others are saying to you, how they are correcting you. The first thing is you listen to criticisms and you select the company that you have. And you take in discipline because you will be preventing yourself against any jeopardy that would come your way. He says in verse 33, fear of the Lord teaches us wisdom. The Message has a better way of putting it. The Message translation says this, fear of God is a school in skilled living. First you learn humility, then you experience glory. He says fearing God is a school in skilled living. In other words, we learn from our Father day and night. We get a lot of teachings from Him if we want to live on in life. That's why the translator puts it as a school. And you know, in any school, we learn things that we need to use in the future, or things that will help us leave one level to go to another. Are you that willing to get into this school of fearing God And how do we fear him? By studying his word and applying it in our lives. When we study his word, we apply it in our day-to-day living. And in so doing, the promise here is, we will live forever. And it says, in that same school, we learn humility. We learn humility. Humility that brings us to experience the glory of God. In other words, we do away with any pride that would come into our hearts. We let the Lord be the supreme in our day-to-day life. We let the Lord direct our footsteps because we are in the school. Remember, in every school, there are instructors. And the instructors know it more. So when we are in the school of fearing God, as the message puts it, we will need to be humble. We will need to submit to those who are in authority. If you want to be wise, you need to learn to fear the Lord. Because the Bible tells us that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Do you want to be wise? Fear the Lord. Do you want to be a fool? Hate discipline. Hate constructive criticisms. And hate walking according to the path of God. You will end up becoming a fool. So the Lord bless you as you become wise. The Lord watch over you. The Lord make his face shine upon you as you determine the company under the guidance of Christ. The blessing of God Almighty, Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I remain your servant, Reverend Amos Chimera. God bless you.